Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Exodus 20, the verses 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Think with me, dear friends, on the sacredness of rest and renewal. In the hurried rhythm of our modern lives, the commandment to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy stands as a reminder of the intrinsic value of rest and renewal. This is not merely about refraining from work. It is a call to realign ourselves with the Creator and His creation. The directive to labor for 6 days and rest on the seventh encapsulates the balance of work and rest in our lives. Just as God, the ultimate Creator, took a day to rest after the act of creation, we too are called to pause, reflect, and rejuvenate. The Sabbath is not just a day off. It is a sacred space in time where we can recenter our lives, cultivate gratitude, and strengthen our spiritual connection. What's striking about this commandment is its universality. No one is exempt. Not sons or daughters, not servants, not even animals or foreigners. This inclusivity emphasizes the universal need for rest, for renewal, and a deeper connection with our God. God's act of blessing the Sabbath day and sanctifying it underscores its significance. In observing the Sabbath, we are not just following a directive. We are participating in a divine rhythm established since the beginning of time. 2 questions for reflection. 1. How do you currently observe the Sabbath or create moments of rest in your life? And how can you deepen this practice? 2. In what ways can you extend the spirit of the Sabbath to others, ensuring they too experience rest and renewal? Heavenly Father, in your infinite wisdom, you created the heavens and the earth and then paused to rest. Teach us to honor the sacred rhythm of work and rest. May we find in the Sabbath a sanctuary in time, a moment to reconnect with you, refresh our spirits, and renew our faith. Guide us to not only find rest for ourselves, but to also be instruments of peace and rest for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us, now and forevermore. Amen.